This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
On the case with advocate Malisela Teafo, the resumption of the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial today was marred, of course, by drama as police were called into the courtroom after advocate Malisela Teafo. Well, he arrived and he basically wanted to see the judge. He was there to have an appointment. He was there to drop off certain documentation. But of course, it did cause a stir because there was the advocate in a place where he had so passionately argued the case for the accused 1-4, and he was there again in the court today. But we're going to ask him about that. We're also going to ask him about what he particularly heard in the courtroom today. Advocate Malisela, we had you here on Power 98.7 yesterday, sir. How are you, Advocate?
I'm fine, and how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I think people were surprised, Advocate, to see you arriving at the court today. In essence, for an instance where you've also confirmed you're on a watching brief, people were surprised. But I do presume, even if you're on a watching brief, it doesn't have limitations and suggest you cannot visit the court proceedings or the court buildings. Were you there as an observer today, or were you there in essence to do, you know, court business and business in relation to this particular case?
Yes, I had a lot of things. I had a lot of things today. That some of them I was too surprised.
Uh-huh.
I forced myself into the judge's chamber.
You forced yourself into the judge's chamber?
No, I heard that. I heard that.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised to hear that.
Oh, okay.
I forced myself.
Yeah.
No, I think that, yes, we spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
And then by the time when we spoke yesterday, I knew that tomorrow I have to go to be at court.
Uh-huh.
As I'm saying that, since I left the court on the 12th of July, and then I went back to be a full-time watching brief on the second book of the 375.
Yeah.
Of January 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I did exactly that, to be a watching brief, and forgot about the 636 as the full-time defense counsel of case 1-4.
Sure.
So then what I did, the first thing after I resumed that the role of watching brief, I wrote, I got instructions, I wrote a letter to the DPP, Johannesburg Advocate Chauke, that we need to prosecute docket 375.
Yeah, which the people in the house.
The people in the house.
So your appearance at the court today, was it in relation to that?
My appearance in the court, or as I say, that I knew that I couldn't indicate to you or say to you that, look, Denzel, tomorrow I'm going to court and say blah, blah, because the reason was that I've agreed. We have an agreement with the NPA in this regard, Advocate Valoi, because since the resumption of this case, and the resumption I'm referring to from the 5th of September, when the case resumed, we were, let me say, there is something that I found out, because I never relent. We have been busy, and until I came across a certain information that there was a meeting in relation to this case.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting somewhere on the 20th of November 2020 in Cape Town.
Mm.
This is a new information which I got after I left after I left 636.
Sure.
And the meeting was about how to compromise the case.
How to compromise the case?
Yes.
Who would have been in the meeting?
I would not mention the names now. What
sure.
I would say, SAPS was represented by two colonels, and then that two colonels will include, among others, will include the leading investigator, investigating officer of 636.
Mm.
And then NPA was also represented by two. And then among the two of the NPA representatives, one was considered to be representing the Minister of Justice, and one was representing the NPA, meaning that the NDPP.
And you're suggesting the meeting happened in Cape Town, and it was a meeting that needed to compromise, find ways to compromise this particular case.
Yes, and then the minister was also there. The Minister of Police was there.
Mm. Minister of Police was there.
Yes.
Sure.
And then the Minister of the Police, accordingly, was the chairman. Yeah. So this meeting was about how to compromise this the case of Senator Mayiwa, whereby the current people who have been allegedly arrested. I say allegedly arrested deliberately so, because remember that three of these people were called to be arrested, but they were long before they were in court. I mean, they were in jail already for the different matters. So you just tell me that when you say you've arrested the person who was already in jail, what does that mean? And the person will be I'm talking about the lifer. Yes. Remember, three of the people here are the lifers, but we have one who is the six times lifer after 39 years. Case number five. So now, meeting proceeded. They've reached their goal. And then it was then said, after that, there were follow up meetings between the ministers as to who should we found as a judge who will sympathize with the cause of the state.
Find a judge who would sympathize with the cause of the state.
Yes.
Right.
Remember, you can be the state, you can be the NPA and the police agree to do something to the minister about the case. But if the judge is not going to be part of that, you may not succeed. Yeah.
The information comes from where, advocate?
The information comes from the two persons who were part of this. Yeah.
And
the persons cannot make the affidavit, and we have to protect these people. But now, would there be investigation, as it has been intentioned that from our side that there should be investigation, and then the people will participate or will assist the investigation.
Have you put this particular information to the authorities and said, or to the defence that are defending the accused presently? Have you given them this information and said to them also, this is the information I have, and it might be to your advantage? Have you done that?
Good question, Denzel. As I said that, after having got this information, and we wanted to make sure this is not just a superficial issue. And we cannot just be happy to say, hey, we got this information. But we have to make sure that, look, make this as personal affidavit and whatever. But now, as I say that, having to make an affidavit in this will compromise the sources, you see. So instead, we rather approach the relevant stakeholders and say, this is what we found.
Mm.
And then how is this going to be treated? Because this information is very crucial, very important for this matter.
Mm.
So now, today, after a long discussion with the NPA, we've been in discussion with the NPA since on the 5th. We've requested that a week before the 5th, we have discussed this with the NPA to say this is the information, and then we are of the view that this must be known. This has to be presented or submitted to the court.
Sure. Is that what you brought to the court today?
So, before I come to that one.
Sure, sure.
Therefore, the agreement was that on the 5th, we requested that the Dominus Litis is the Latin way to say the owner of the case. In this regard, the NPA is the owner of the case as the state.
Mm.
We said the state on the 5th. On the 5th of September, you, the NPA, ask the postponement of the matter. The matter should not resume on the 5th of September. Ask postponement for this matter to resume on the 12th, which was the Monday of this week. Because why we say that? It was after we presented this matter, then we then say, given this information, why then can't it be that the state or the NPA accept to the previous representation that they have made? Remember that representation whereby I said the charges be dropped in terms of Section 6B, the charges of 1 to 4. So then the state did not ask postponement. They proceeded because remember the letter of the 26th of August whereby they were responding to my representations of 6B, which it was sent to the NPA on the 4th of July, and the letter again to the DPP Johannesburg to say, can you issue the non-prosecute certificate for the purpose of
that's the private prosecution of those people in the house. Sure,
yes.
It's the issue we dealt with yesterday. The
issue which we dealt with yesterday, and you remember I said in that it was one letter, but comprised with the two response.
Yes,
that letter. I don't know if you do have, but there was that letter whereby even the ANN 3 or under the new administration of Ramaphosa make a breaking news. ANN 3 is a 403. So in that letter, it was saying specifically, I remember paragraph 4, saying that in the light of this, the people, it says the case docket 375 depends on 636 conclusion.
Sure, those are the issues. Those are the issues we dealt with yesterday, Advocate. Before I let you go, Advocate, I have to ask you this. What do you make of the witness on the stand, Tumelo Madlala, identifying Bongani Ntazi, who is the second accused, as one of the people who was one of the assailants in the house. Tumelo Madlala says Pongani Ntazi, and he identifies him as accused number two, and he says he identifies him as one of those who was an intruder in the house. What do you make of that identification in court?
Yeah, you know, remember yesterday you said to me that whatever has happened or is happening in this court, do I feel vindicated?
Mm. Yes, I asked you that in the beginning.
Yes. And today, I can say, my brother, with a tongue in cheek, hey, I've been vindicated by what has transpired today.
Mm-hmm.
For Tumelo Madlala saying that, even pointed Bongani Ntanzi as one of the intruders.
Mm.
Now I feel so much vindicated. And what I was there at court for today, for which I've been hindered, I've been stopped to be able to present, that has vindicated me today. I can tell you, things are going to happen. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of that. Even if I say that I feel vindicated, but I'm very sad.
Mm.
It is very sad for the justice in this country.
Let me put it to you this way. Tumelo Madlala says that one of those who came into the house is Bongani Ntazi, who is an accused. Now, he ultimately is saying, or he's justifying the story that says there were intruders and they were robbed and somebody from those particular grouping shot Senzo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel vindicated if that's not the story that you're defending?
No, remember, Denzel, while I was very much active in this matter as a defense counsel, remember I did initially, from the beginning, I said, insofar as this matter is concerned, I'm in position of the docket now.
Mm.
The docket, myself, I got the docket on the 17th of March this year.
Mm.
That's when I took over from the previous advocate from the legal aid. So I raised the issue that there are confessions, statements, or affidavit. And the confessions affidavits were made by Bongani and Muzao Kolelwa, Sibiya.
Mm.
It's accused number one. These two guys, they were not in jail when they were arrested. They were arrested outside.
Mm.
They were free. They had no any other thing with them. They were just clean. So I wanted the court that let's go to trial within a trial because we want to test the admissibility of the confessions, whereby I was saying that this confession, we acknowledge their presence, this confession. Mm. And even the state say, yes, there are confessions. But now, naturally, it's a trap law that if the state is alleging that the people who were alleged with such a serious crime of murder, they have voluntarily confessed that we did commit a murder. That thing, when their defense or when their lawyer says, let's come into the trial within a trial to test the validity or the constitutionality of the alleged confession.
Mm.
Now they still say, no, it's not there at the time. Confession, a trial within a trial, yes, we will do it. But at the end of everything that we have done, they still say, we must just start with the evidence of the forensic people and all these things. But now, what does it mean to ignore to get into the trial within the trial, whereby the admissibility of the affidavit should be tested, it will be that we are going to proceed, and we ignore the fact that there are confessions, and it means the defense is saying, all right, we agree that our people have confessed.
Sure.
But nonetheless, let's start with the main case.
Advocate Malisela Tefo, I have to end it there, unfortunately. It is 2 minutes past 11 o'clock. Advocate Malisela.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.